Hey. Hey, what are you doing? Hey, that's my car. No, wait, no, listen. You can't tow this. I know, but I was just gone for 15, 10, 10 minutes. Please, you can't do this. You don't understand. This is a matter of life and death. You can't just take the car for fucking... It's been 10 fucking minutes, man. Are you even listening to me? I can't believe it being so unreasonable. Look. I've never, ever done this before, but I need my car. You can't just take the car. I don't have any money to pay you. I can't come and take it afterwards. I have nothing to pay you with. Just listen, I'm here now. I'm here right now. We're here before you, asking you to please just let it go. It's no harm done. What is the point of this? God, you're a fucking asshole, man. You know that you're a fucking asshole. This is violating even human decency. God, what? No, I'm sorry. I can't deal with... I can't deal with this right now. It's... What? You will? No, listen. I know he said that he's going to pay for it, but that doesn't make it okay to just take the car right now. What is the point of being convoluted in all this? I mean, think about it. Cost and bureaucracy and everything. We can just do away with all that. Fucking hell! Oh my god, please, just listen to me. I can't calm down. I can't lose the car. You don't understand, okay? Just leave me alone, please, sir. Fine. Yeah, I guess so. Sorry you had to see me like that, Professor. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go. I need to figure out what I'm gonna do with this whole mess, so I'll see you in class, yeah? Mm-hmm. I haven't just been skipping your class. I've had to drop that for the moment. It's not something I want to talk about, so... I know you were trying to help, but I don't expect you to make good on what you said about paying for me to get the car back, but... So I need to just go and figure this out. You don't mean that. Well, why would you? Look, I don't want to talk about it. Yeah, I haven't been spending much time there either. I suppose I could. I'm really sorry you had to see me like that. I lost it. Yeah, I could use some company. As I said, it hasn't just been your class that I've been skipping, so I've been staying in my car for the last few weeks. It's a long and boring story, and I don't want to bore you with any of the details, so it's Like, I hate to do this, but I would like to take you up on your offer. And I promise that I will pay you back as soon as possible. I swear, I will. I just write down the address for me and I'll come right by. Of course. Yeah. Sorry, I know I look a bit disheveled. I don't know, is it really a good idea to come back to your place? I mean, what would people say? What would people say if they saw us together? In that setting, I mean. I guess that is a loophole. Yeah. Not with me no longer technically being a student. Okay. Yeah, okay. Oh, wow. See, you at least have a car. Yeah. Thank you for being so kind. Honestly, well, this just proves that I had been right to crown you as my most favorite professor. Not that the competition is fierce, mind you. It's a little bit of a joke, come on, freshman. Or you are a favorite for most of the female students. I'm not gonna get into it because I don't want your head to get any bigger than already. Come on. I thought that's what you liked about me. All those long conversations during... Oh. Well, I was just under the impression that it was because I was a sarcastic bitch that you had chosen me as your favorite. I don't know if I want to talk about it. It's a long story, okay? No, I know I said it already, but you can't fix it. And I am sorry that I lost it over there, but that doesn't give you the right to tell me what to do and to give advice and everything. Just please. No, I'm not acting, I'm just asking you to please stop. Look, you're not my dad, okay? Look, I know you're just trying to help. And I have no words to express how thankful I am. I've been under a little pressure lately. My life feels like it's falling apart. All in the span of a few weeks, really. Everywhere I look is just wreckage. One ruin after another, just piling up again and again and again. I decided to move in with my boyfriend. He's not in your class, you wouldn't know him, but my parents are being who they are, which means prude and conservative, and if they had their way, they would probably want me to be in contact with the opposite sex only under supervision, you know the type. Mm-hmm. They gave me an ultimatum. They did not approve, so either I broke up with him or they would no longer welcome me in the family. Strangely enough, my sister was also on board with the entire idea. It's fucking great. So, part of me wanted to prove them wrong, part of me wanted to stick it to them. Part of me was just tired of living in a house where I felt like I was constantly monitored and judged for being normal and not subscribing to all of those extreme ideas, you know? I thought it would blow up after a little while. That they would understand that they had made a mistake. And I wasn't back in town on my initial decision. I didn't move in with him. And things were okay at first. There was some strain, you know, the usual don't take it the wrong way, but you men don't always know how to live with a woman in the house. Oh, yeah, the whole dishes business, but that wasn't enough to cause any real attraction, really. No, though. No, look, this is a bit personal, and I know that the dynamic at play here is a bit odd. I would maybe be a new student, but truth be told, you're not that much older, and I've always felt close with you, like I could talk to you just as a normal human being, you know? So, can I? Okay, he wanted to take the relationship to a different level. He wanted to have sex. No, I'm not a virgin. That's a not thing to say to your professor, by the way. Fuck you. Sorry, I just... No, it wasn't that. I don't agree with my family that sex is dirty and disgusting and a sin. I believe we feel pleasure for a reason. I think we have been equipped to feel pleasure, and that we should make use of that. But I guess something of what they have been thrown at me over the years must have stuck, because I had it hard to just have sex with someone if I'm not entirely sure that I'm doing it for the right reasons. It doesn't have to be about love, mind you. Just mutual respect and trust. And I was just worried. I've made mistakes in the past in this department, and I didn't want my boyfriend to be another one of those mistakes to be added to the list. So I told him that I wanted to wait. He was not too pleased, but understanding at first. But then he started pushing a little bit more and more day by day, and had a huge fight. We both said some harsh things. I thought that I was just in the moment. He said that he couldn't just be with a girl who wouldn't put out, because what is the point of being in a relationship then? He said, it's not a big deal, babe, and all that, you know, because that's exactly what you want to hear from your partner about a huge concern of yours. And the fight came to a head, and we broke up. He was not benevolent. Maybe I should have, I broke up with him. Not an incredibly intelligent idea on my behalf. But he wasn't gracious, let's put it that way. He didn't agree. Am I staying with him until I can figure out something else? I can't go back home. I can't go back home now because it would be like admitting that they were right in the most celebratory way possible, and that's not what I want. I can't live with that, you know? So, weighing my choices, I decided to sleep in my car. It has been a bit, or a lot, hard. Increasingly so, over time. I had just popped into the cafe from where you saw me run, because I indirectly and secretly used it as a bathroom, so I would just go there to brush my teeth, apply some sort of self-care so that I don't look like a completely destitute mess, although judging from the look in your eyes, I don't think I did a very good job at it. When I saw them taking the car, I just lost the ground underneath my feet. I would have nowhere to stay. I don't have the money to get it back. I haven't been able to find work so far. You know, circumstances being what they are. It's the last blow. I can't. I probably should have spoken to him the way I did, should I? Didn't exactly make for a perfectly respectable sight either. Really? This sounds pathetic even to my own ears, but I haven't had a proper shower in quite a few days. God, you're a sinner, aren't you? I have no words, thank you so much. If you could show me second door to the left. Oh, God. I am so, so grateful. Honestly, you don't believe what I've been through lately. Thank you so much. Hey. Uh, That would be wonderful. Are you sure you'd want to wash my clothes though? Wouldn't I already feel like I'm imposing way too much on you. Okay. Do you have anything for me, though? Okay, thank you. Oh, you're here. It's all right. Just, and I would just like to get dressed. If that is okay with you. Yeah. So, you said you had something for me. Okay. Wait. Where? I don't mean to sound ungrateful, but is that all you have? It's just, I'm not gonna say that's not my usual style, because beggars literally cannot be choosers, but it just, it's a bit smaller, I think. Yeah, I'm not a miniskirt crop top kind of girl. Yeah, I understand, okay. So I'm just gonna grab things and... What did you do with my underwear? I guess that's okay. Just, what am I going? Never mind. Yeah, I can wait until it's all dry. So if I could, I'm just gonna go do that now. Yeah. What I mean is, could I have some privacy, please? Sure, what would you like to talk about? Can I wait until I get dressed? I'm dripping all over your floor. Okay. I can stand. Really? Oh my god. You obviously don't need to do that. You're already doing so much for me. I mean, offering me your place. I don't want to impose in any manner, shape or form. Honestly, you've gone above and beyond for me. And out of, I'm not exactly an optimist. I never believe in human decency and kindness, but you are proof that maybe there's a tiny little sliver of chance that the people like you, good people, do exist. Yeah, of course. I mean, you're giving me a place to stay for a couple of days until I get my car back. You're paying for said car. You're washing my clothes. You're doing so much. If there's anything I can do for you, anything, let me know. No, just tell me, honestly, anything you want. What? But I know I said anything, but that's a bit extreme, don't you think? What would that entail? So is there maybe nothing else I could do instead to help? Why? Okay. So, just to be clear, you commit to paying for the fine and the car. As long as we spend the next couple hours together, is that it? Okay. Have you done this before? No. Yeah. Okay, I'll do it. So I'm just... suppose there's no need to hold on to this towel anymore, is there? So, how does this work exactly? Do I just touch you, or you touch me, or... Do you want me to get on the bed, or yes, I've done that a couple of times before. I could do that. Yes, no, I want to do this. I do. I promise I do want to do this. So, do you like my lips against your skin? Is that the sort of thing you want me to say? I mean, you say you don't want me to talk to you, you want me to be enthusiastic, so I... Okay. My lips against your skin, and my hands down your stomach, and slipping into your trouser. I can go lower. I can lick your neck. Run my fingers down your stomach. Mm-hmm. and on the back of your belt. Oh God. Yes, no, I really want to take you in the mouth. I want to take your penis in my mouth, and I want to lick you and suck you off, and yeah, well, they do say don't show, don't tell, so... Yeah, this is good. Yeah, I'll try to go deeper. You're so sexy right now, yeah. Oh, you're hurting me. You blew my ear like that a little bit. No, it's okay. Just try to be a little more gentle if you can. Yes, I like sucking your penis, your cock. I like looking up at you, looking into your eyes. I'm on my knees for you. I like giving you pleasure. I love giving you pleasure. It gets me so hard. It's really, really sexy. It's arousing. It's. Yeah, I'll keep going. What? What did you just say? You know exactly what I'm talking about. What the fuck was that? Who's your daddy? Oh my God, that's... Do you have any idea how fucking creepy that is? I'm not gonna call you daddy. No, what the fuck? You're disgusting, man, okay? I'm out of here. No, I don't wanna do this. Let me go, let me go. No. No, please, no, just let me go. I'll do. Oh God, no, please stop. What are you doing? Please. What the fuck was that? I couldn't breathe. You're hurting me. Don't do it. I Mom, you can't do this. I thought you were my friend. You can't do this. You can't. You can't do this. You can't. No, no, please. No, 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 no. You're a fucking monster, Gina. I'm not gonna call you that. I'm not fucking gonna. No, do it. I'll do it. I'll do it. I'm sorry, I'll say. I'll open my mouth for you, Daddy. Yes, I'll keep my mouth open and ready for Daddy's cup. Oh. I'm sorry, don't. I'm like, I'm sorry. Don't drag me in, please. I'll say it. My oh, please, honey. Kiss my mouth. And come deep inside my body. Throat. Yes, please. I need it. I need this cock in my. Please go now. Please. No, please. Please, that's enough. Please, you've already done this enough to me. Please let me go. Please. Oh no, no, let go of my hair, please. No, no. I'm gonna scream. I'm not gonna let you. Stop. No. Get your hands off me. Get your hands off me. Let me go. Get your hands off me. What are you doing? Please don't put your hand there again. Please don't choke me. Please. Oh, yes, I'll tell you. Yes. What are you doing with your mouth there? No. No. No one's ever done that before. Your breath on my cunt. Yes, my cunt. Oh, yes, daddy. Oh god. Oh, your fingers. Oh, I don't mind. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Oh. Oh God. Oh, oh, what are you doing to me? Oh, oh, I am. Oh, those amazing. Oh God, what is this? Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, oh, your tongue. Your tongue. Oh God! Oh, please don't stop, Steph. Don't let me stop, please. Oh God! Oh, 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 oh! Don't choke me, God! Oh God! No, 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 don't put your fingers back in there. No, oh, stop, don't stop. Steady. Oh, yes.
No, no, I don't want to see how wet I am. I'm not wet. I'm scared. girl, this isn't me. I'm not. This isn't me. You're doing something to me. It's not me. Why am I on top of you? Oh, you mean to fuck you? I don't want to fuck you. I don't want to do. I just want to. Please. Ah. No, no, don't choke me. Don't choke me. No, it's okay. It's okay. I'll move. I'm on top of the yard. Don't snap my head back. I didn't mean that. Let me go. Have a choice. What sort of fucking choice is that? Of course, I want you to let me go. I don't. Why would I choose an orgasm instead? Are you telling me the truth? If I tell you that I want to go, you let me go. I'm making you choose between freedom and orgasm. What the fuck do you think I'm gonna choose? What are you doing? You said you're gonna let me. I want you to. Daddy. Oh, let me go, Daddy. Let me go, Daddy, please. Oh, oh, Daddy. Don't stop, please. Fuck me, Daddy. Please, yes. Oh, 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 Daddy, yes, yes. Oh, 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 don't stop, don't stop, don't fucking stop, please, Daddy. Daddy, 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 stop, stop. Oh, oh, pull my hair. Oh, oh. Oh, yes, yes. Oh, cool. Oh, don't care. I don't care whatever you do. Just don't stop. Yes, yes. I'll say anything you want me to say. I'll do anything you want me to do. Just please, please, fuck me until I come. Please, Daddy, please. Oh, Daddy. Oh, yes, yes. I'm your dirty little whore, Daddy. Desperate little fuck slut. I don't want your call. I beg for your call. Please, 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 Daddy, 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 come inside me. Please, please, I'm begging you. I'm begging you. Please, please, come inside me. Please, just tell me what I can think about. Please. Daddy, Daddy, please, please, Daddy, Daddy. Fuck me, fuck me, oh, fuck me, don't just. I'm your dirty fucking belly whore. I'm gonna be anything you want me to be. I'm going to be your turned on little bitch. I'm gonna be begging for your cock on my knees day after day after day. Just please let me come. Please make me come. Please make me come, Daddy. Please, I don't. Please, please. Let me go. Let me go. Let me go. Let me go. Daddy, please. Good girl. I am daddy. I'm daddy. I'm daddy's good girl.